I wanted to show you this. A few months ago, I bought a new guitar. It's called a Baby Taylor. It's a travel size guitar, and it's a Taylor guitar who makes guitars that I've wanted for a long time. And the baby one came out, and it was an opportunity for me to get one. It's a little bit of a unique one, in that it's called a GS Mini. It's a Holden Village GS Mini. It's made from a special wood. Holden Village is a village that was a residential camp for men, miners, who worked in a Holden copper mine in Washington. And after the mine was closed in the 50s, it became a Lutheran conference center, retreat center. And they found that a river that ran by the mine became polluted by the mine. Imagine that happening. And so Washington decided that they had to reroute the river so the river would no longer be polluted by the mine. Someone was walking with the people as they were marking the trees. They had to cut down trees because they had to reroute the river. And they noticed that a number of the trees were a special kind of spruce tree called an Engelmann spruce that is rather rare nowadays. And it's used specially for making guitars because of the nice sound it makes. Because the sound of a guitar is not only produced by the strings, primarily the sound of a guitar is produced by the vibrating of the guitar top and the guitar back. This is Engelmann spruce, and this is a maple veneer. And so when they found these Engelmann spruces, somebody said, let's make guitars out of them. And the owner of Taylor Guitars decided to make this GS Mini out of guitar tops from the Engelmann spruce trees that they had to cut down. They were going to be otherwise put to other, just wasted. And they decided to devote the profits of this guitar to fight for clean water around the world. I told that to the Lord and to Carrie when I confessed that I bought another guitar. That the profits were going to good things. The choice of woods is important when you make a guitar. That you choose, they're called the tone woods, the woods that you use to make use in the front of the back of the guitar. Because a lot of woods, if a wood is too hard, if it's too stiff, it doesn't vibrate and make beautiful sound. But there are softer woods, spruces and cedars, that make wonderful sounds when you put them in instruments. The choice of tone woods is a critical part in making a guitar and determining how the guitar will sound when it's played, and how it ages, and how it changes over time. Even different trees of the same species can sound different based on where they have grown, what the weather was like, what the surroundings were, what the temperatures were as it grew. And all of these things affect how a guitar will sound. It affects and shapes the music that it makes. We choose our tone woods with care to make the best sound. I think what is true of tone woods and guitars is just as true for faith. There are parts of our faith that make noise, that produce sound. And the choice of the tone woods, the sounds affect and shape the sounds that our faith produces. And will make a difference and shape in the music that we make, that our faith makes in our souls, in our communities of faith, and in our world. I think that the tone wood of faith that makes the most beautiful music is old growth caring, harvested from long-standing forests that are rooted right here in this. This is the old growth forest from which we harvest tone woods that make beautiful faith music. If you read the stories of the life of Jesus, you find that he makes a lot of noise. The notes that he made sounded harsh to those in power and to those who resisted the change that he came to bring. But to those who had ears to hear, it was clear that the music Jesus was making was that he cared. What made him famous, what drew crowds around him, was that he cared for them. Can you imagine the talk as Jesus made his way from Galilee to Jerusalem? Have you heard about this Jesus? I don't know what political party he belongs to. I don't know what his critique of the theology of substitutionary atonement is. I don't know what denomination he belongs to, but I hear he feeds people. I hear that people who are sick go to him and they are healed. I hear that he parties with ones that we're not supposed to socialize with. I hear he hugs lepers and beggars who aren't even allowed in town. I hear he even faces up to the 1%, the privileged, when they are more interested in preserving their own position than in lifting up the rest. Don't you want to go see him? Jesus chooses love as his tone wood, and it makes beautiful music. Later on in the history of the early church, in the book of Acts, the apostles that you read about there make lots of noise in a number of ways, but what made beautiful music of the community as a whole was that they cared for each other. In the fourth chapter, it talks about the book of Acts, that is the history of the early church. Luke, the writer, says that the apostles gave powerful witness to Jesus. And it turns out that when they did that, that there was not a needy person among them. They cared for each other. You know what blessed and faithful churches are made of? Tone woods of love. Notice I didn't say big and successful churches, successful as the world defines them. The mark of faithful churches is caring, is biblical love. The Apostle Paul, from whose words we read this morning, was a luthier of the early church and a master one. He writes 11 chapters of theology. But that theology is not just introspective, or it's not just mental thinking. It's to lay a foundation to enrich the soil out of which old growth tone woods would grow. The theology is meant to reach a point. It's meant to build a community. What does this community look like of love? Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like members of your family. Show each other honor. And this is a line just for Presbyterians. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire for the Spirit as you serve the Lord. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Care for each other. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Welcome strangers into your home. How many different ways do I have to say it? Love each other, says Paul. Paul is encouraging the Roman church to build their life with the tone woods of love. You know what I think is the main one of the main problems with today's forms of Christianity, if I might be so audacious to speak for Christianity? If the tone woods we are called to live and use in our churches If that is to be from love on too many days and in too many instances, in too many churches, and for too many Christian voices, it's not the case anymore. They're not building with tone woods of love. We as Christians are becoming known for other things. Instead of being known for love, instead of resonating beautiful music and harmonies of relationship, we are known more for harsh notes that are discordant with the music that Jesus played. We are known more for narrow agendas and narrower theologies, judgmental attitudes, irrelevant preoccupation with minor things. And we fight all of our ugly infighting and the belief that our churches are ours. And that you have to be like us in order to belong to us. God loves you, we say. All you have to do is change everything about yourself, and then you can belong to God. Isn't that good news? It's not that theological differences and different practices and political stances are not important. But our tone woods that we, the tone woods that we are relying on are fear and judgment and self-interest instead of love, relationship, grace, and community. Jesus cared and cares about us. That's the foundation of our faith. It's what we've been talking about the last few weeks, about a living God that just wants to be in relationship with us, that just wants to love and be in love with us. And when we run away, when we wander off, God shows us that relentless grace that brings us home. It's about connection. It's about singing with the tones of love. Locating us within a web of life and community. And when we live the same way as Jesus, when we use the same tone woods in the churches that we build, we are faithful. We care for each other. Even and perhaps especially when the caring gets tough. You know what brings people to church and makes them part of the church? You know what makes people disciples? It's not the preacher. It's not the pastor. It's not how many programs you have. It's not the praise band or even, I'm sorry to say, the bell choir. These things are important, but they don't make disciples. Love. An experience, an encounter with God. It's a calling and a feeling of community and relationship. This is what makes disciples. We are celebrating this afternoon at the annual congregational meeting. We are celebrating that we have paid off the debt. Hallelujah! Isn't that great? But we are not celebrating because we are out of debt. What we are celebrating is that God, through us, has created a place where caring takes place. That we have a facility now where people come twice a month and they are fed in their body and they are fed by the fellowship around the table. They are cared for. That is what we can truly celebrate. How far does our caring go? It builds relationship and connections as relentlessly and steadfastly as God's love and grace. It goes to the edges. Racism, sexism, homophobia, institutional thinking, my way or the highway, my theology or no theology, whether that theology is conservative or progressive, all of these things by themselves are tone woods that don't make Jesus music. Caring for each other, loving each other, loving our neighbors, that's what makes Jesus music. Yesterday, Friday, we had a funeral here for Kermit Hurd, a beloved brother whom we loved and who loved us. But as I looked out on the service on Friday, the service was packed, but 80% of the congregation was LDS. The family was mostly LDS, LDS people here, not Presbyterian. But what spoke to me about that time that we spent together was here, mentioned a couple of the speakers, and several times to me in the reception afterwards, was thank you for how welcome you made us feel. We cared for each other in that moment of grief. And we made music not by the discordant notes of the things that make us different, but we celebrated and relied upon the love that keeps us and binds us together. The rainbow on that sign out front is a sign that we care for all God's children. And that includes you. We are not perfect, but we are cared for, and we want to share that caring. This afternoon, we have the annual meeting, and we think about and celebrate all the stuff that went on over the past year. Hallelujah, what God accomplished here in this church. But it's not only about looking back, it's about knowing where we are so that we can build a ministry into the future. And boy, if there's any encouragement that we can have, it is that we keep our eyes on the prize and that we use tone woods of love and community. It's not about making more members. It's not about making a super church service that everyone will go, wow. It's about introducing people to God, a living God where they say, oh, wow. That God loves me? Absolutely. So I have a song to sing. Oh, but it's not my song. It's your song. Shall we use tone woods of love? Amen.